Welcome to another Train to Game Radio production with Danny Palmer.
I'm speaking with Train to Game art and animation student Dave Higgins, aka Endorpheus, on the Train to Game forum. He's here to tell me a bit about why he chose to study Train to Game and what he hopes to achieve with a career in the games industry. But first of all, what got you interested in video games?
Well, I didn't have a console until I was about 10, but I think I eventually nagged the parents enough to get a Mega Drive for Christmas, which I suppose started it all. I think one of the first games I played was probably Altered Beast. My parents probably didn't know what that was at the time, and that's probably led to my fascination with all games, but in particular fantasy and role-playing. After that, I was pretty much hooked, and I've had a fair few consoles since.
So what made you decide you wanted to aim for a career in the games industry, and why have you chosen to attempt that with Train to Game?
Ever since I was very young, people have told me that I've got a flair for drawing and that I should do something with it. I've been drawing since I was probably about 7 years old, and my parents tried to get me to pursue it, whereas I didn't. Maybe I was rebelling or something, but since then I decided to pursue other things instead. Working in other areas for a few years has made me realise I've made a mistake, so I looked for a way to combine my passion for drawing with something else. I guess the only thing that made sense really was gaming. I've always preferred to be left alone, you know, when I'm learning, so Train to Game, after looking into it fair deal, was sort of seemed like the right thing for me, really.
What do you do around your Train to Game course? What's your day job?
At the moment, I'm working for a door security company as IT support, pretty much a full-time geek, really.
And do you find much time for drawing away from Train to Game anymore?
It does get pretty hard, the whole thing, really. You know, I'm not going to sugarcoat it for anyone. I obviously work Monday to Friday and sometimes weekends if it's required. So coming home and thinking, A, I've got to do some coursework, or B, I've got to also try and find time to draw something, can be pretty horrible, especially if you've had a bad day. Having said that, though, I think, you know, I sort of got it down to a good routine where I can still fit everything in. If necessary, I'll leave the weekends for sort of chilling out, depending on how the week's gone, really. The good thing about the course, though, is that there's no time limit, so being restricted by work isn't a problem in that sense.
What's been your favourite part of the Train to Game art and animation course so far?
I've always messed around with things. As a kid, I'd have all sorts of Lego, Meccano, or that sort of thing, and build and constantly be making something. I think because of that, just learning the new software and tools is the best part for me. Seeing things evolve from, say, a box or a cylinder into modelling, whatever, really, it's just brilliant. I get a big sense of satisfaction from completing the model, since I hadn't really done any of that before starting the course. Having said that, though, I do agree with a lot of the things that other people have said about the forums. Prior to starting the course, I didn't really have anybody to discuss art or anything with, whereas the forums have opened that up and I'm already making a fair few friends.
What do you want to achieve with Train to Game this year?
I'm choosing to move quite slowly, mainly because of work, etc., and life commitments, but it also suits my learning curve as well. I'd hope to be through Section 1 and pass the exam, but not necessarily motoring through Section 2. It seems increasingly important to take a step back and revisit things and look at tutorials online, that sort of thing, before moving on. So it has been quite a slow process.
And once you finish your Train to Game course, what would your ideal job in the games industry be?
It's probably a crazy dream, but the work that Epic Games produce has always intrigued me. You know, playing the Gears of War games, it's a bit sad, but it sends shivers up and down my spine because of how brilliant they look. The other thing would probably be Lionhead, because I've always been a fan of the Fable games, and their art style appeals to me quite a lot.
Great, thanks for your time, Dave.
For more information, www.traintogame.com.